The Dumbfellas Podcast was recorded live at the Brown Bear Pub at 104 Harrison Avenue in West Orange, New Jersey. Our theme song is Root Beer Station, used with permission by the band Dancer. For more information on them, just go to www.dancer.bandcamp.com. For more information on the Dumbfellas, just go to facebook.com/dumbfellas. Hey everybody, it's the Dumbfellas Podcast, and this day, I'm not even the host. I feel like the host is the beautiful man across from me, so I'm going to hand it off to him now. What is going on, big host for the most?
All right, well, welcome back. The gang's all here, folks. All five of us are back together here at the Brown Bear Pub, the lovely Brown Bear Pub, 104.
Did we start?
Harrison Avenue.
You weren't here?
In West Orange, New Jersey. We are all here. That was handsome Joe Carney right there. That's his pro wrestling 1980s moniker. Right there, handsome Joe Carney. Say hello. Yeah.
No, my wrestling name, and I told you, was Propane.
Oh, that's actually a good one.
Yep. My finishing move.
Warren or Pro?
And Justice for All was my finishing move.
No, it's because he has a lot of gas.
That sexy voice you're hearing is the guy that spoke earlier. That is Nathaniel Bumper Car.
Something like that.
There it is. Natty Bumper Car, how the hell are you, my friend? Let me return that question.
I've been better, but I want you to introduce everybody.
I will, because we'll talk to Natty at length shortly about his ordeal lately.
I really feel like we need to do this for our pal over here who hasn't been here.
I will get to him.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to introduce him.
KP Burke, what's shaking, bacon?
So we started, is what you guys are telling me.
That's
what
we started a long time ago.
Messing around. No, I like that we started. It's good to be here. Thank you. I enjoy.
Just give me the fingers.
It's going to be here.
Three. Just let me know. 5, 4, 1.
Okay. Well, you can tell we really started because Kevin went into his 1930s baseball announcer voice. Ah, hello. Back here at the Dumbfellas.
Mighty wings of the Enola Gay as it taxis down the runway.
Did you just throw it to me? We're going to be here. We're going to be on the ears on third base. He moved in the second row. He's going backwards now.
That's right. The boy from Schenectady up at the plate now.
Boxcar Willie. Here he comes. Stepping to the plate.
I don't like the cut of your jib.
Look at you.
All right. 20 papes.
Speaking of jibs.
And making his return back.
Wow. Should we start over?
Now entering the ring.
Guess who's back?
Really?
No.
Fighting out of his hometown of Randolph, New Jersey. Weighing in at a crisp 225 pounds.
Wearing all turquoise.
The reigning Big Rich of New Jersey. The one and only Rich McDonald.
Oh, he brought the equipment.
That's the second time in 2 days I've seen one of those things.
It was both times you're hanging out with him?
No. What's her name has one, too.
Oh, what's her name, huh?
Well,
I have an idea. Yeah, I was going to guess Donna. Yeah. Yes.
Donna has one of those. The great Donna Vicels, Donna V, host. So, boys, we're back with Brown Bear Pub.
Any plugs?
Shut up, KP. Stop making us look bad.
KP's in full ketosis.
My show got canceled for Tuesday.
Did it really?
Roast battle is over, guys.
What?
Yep.
What does that mean?
Got the email. It's over.
Oh, thank God. We're going into it.
No, the show's been canceled. They're not doing it at the Stand anymore.
We're moving into a nicer phase of comedy, which is great.
I have all these jokes about Colombian people, and I can't do anything with them.
Sam Morrill's just did a commercial. Sam Morrill is.
No, that's roast. That's roast
battle for
on
the because the show started out in L.A. and then we did the New York version.
That's Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Roast Masters.
Louisiana. Oh, thank you. Not Louisiana. Yeah, yeah. Good call.
But yeah, so that's the one everybody's seeing on TV. But the real the one at the Stand is over now.
The heart and soul of roasting is done.
It's they say the heart of roasting is still beating.
That's right.
Heart of roasting. Well, that's good.
That show was going to be at the Soho Playhouse, right? It was supposed to be
it
the pop-up stage.
Oh.
Huey Lewis in the Booth.
Did you know that they did Nanette upstairs from there?
Really?
Nanette was performed at the Soho Playhouse in the upstairs. And then
you guys are going to be in the basement?
Was that the children's book?
No, my experience there has only been in the basement.
With McDonald and Carney?
McDonald and Carney's Comedy Hour.
That's right. I remember that. That was a fun night.
Yeah.
Or two.
It was a few nights.
It's weird you guys call it an hour, though. It's more of a 40, 45 if it's going good. I mean,
actually, no, when it's our own show, we're almost up to 2 hours now when it's just us.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. When we have you or anybody else, if we have a host, a feature, and then us, we're on stage for, lately, it's been like an hour and 25, hour and 30 minutes.
It's fundraiser
season, baby. McDonald and Carney, check them out.
You guys are on for an hour and 25 or hour 30?
Our record is 150.
Let's beat it. Let's beat it right now.
So, not even Bustin' Chops. Do you feel like that's way too long for a comedy show?
we'll know. We actually don't forget. Now it's all based on the audience.
That's true.
So if they're not into it, we're done. We'll wrap it up, and Rich and I give each other the look. All right, this will be our last game.
Just well, because
that's improv, baby.
In commerce, so yeah, maybe that's the difference. Improv, but stand-up shows. The conversations I've had are 90 minutes is pushing it.
Richard and I went down to Atlantic City to help Scott Friedman set up the show for Craig Shoemaker on his retirement show.
Okay.
So we did security. We did check the tickets, help people sit, and we thought we were getting time. Didn't matter. Richard, I want say hi.
Hey.
All right. So I want you to tell them if I'm exaggerating in any way, shape, or form. Craig Shoemaker did stand-up with at least 15 natural endings, like natural thank you goodnights.
Like you thought it was, yeah, yeah.
For an hour and 55 minutes.
Oh. So one guy, did he have an opener?
I think it was longer.
You do think it was longer?
Yeah, I think it was longer.
It was the most, I mean, everything he did, but it was every joke he ever told from the moment he stepped on an open mic till he was with Ray Romano.
And did he have an opener or in the middle or a feature?
Scott Friedman.
But he only did 10 minutes.
Yeah, Scott Friedman only did about 10 minutes. Yeah.
And then that was it?
That was it.
Wow. Wow.
At the Sandbar, right? Wasn't that the name of that place? The Sandbar?
No.
No.
Okay. Did you guys see the article in the paper about Atlantic City? That the
it's coming
AC
back?
Jokes they got in the paper?
In
really?
The newspaper?
Yeah, you guys as buddies, man. That's
Were we mentioned?
Wait, the flyers on the cars in the parking lot? Or the
we're going down the boardwalk. The
Was that were there cheesesteaks being served?
Whoa, yeah, whoa, whoa. We went over to Dunes.
Whose is that?
Oh,
some weird.
Apparently a goat ordered dinner.
That's a weird plate of food.
I'm in ketosis now, guys. I'm trying to get my summer body ready for the fall.
That's right.
Good for you.
What year?
Oh, for roast battle. You don't. Is this because
you need to
you
learn to love yourself?
You want
to
go into roast battle?
The second I do, I won't be funny anymore.
Oh.
Your buddy, I don't know if anybody's told you.
Nope. He's in a bad place.
Okay, no, go he's ketosis.
Yeah, you eat that bug food that's happening right now.
You guys are my friends.
We are your friends. We love you.
Was that
you're funny.
Eh.
You're the same avocado? Amount of funny whether you're not skinny or fat.
That's important.
Avocado.
Right?
Avocado.
Avocado, yeah.
Avocado from Mexico.
But AC Jokes was in the news, and they were mentioned, and it was a quote I heard where they said that when a lot of people are leaving Atlantic City, we've decided to invest in Atlantic City.
Good for them.
And I just wanted to say I thought that was a great thing. That's a lot of people aren't willing to do that. You know what I mean, guys?
Like we spoke on the last episode of the abandoned haunted casinos that people tried to find us to perform. That was fun, though. It was like Escapology, but the comedy version.
I don't know about you guys, but I invest in Atlantic City every time I go there. So it's
like to invest in individuals.
Yeah. Every time we've gone to Atlantic City with Kevin Garifo, he wanders off and can be found hours later sitting at a table by himself playing poker.
Do you remember how he freaked when we walked into the poker room and he saw me? Kevin had his sunglasses on at the table, and he sees me from across the room as I'm walking towards him. He just goes, starts waving me off.
I was running
your
good.
Sunglasses on in
high roller.
Didn't you know the sun wasn't out?
Well, they were working very well because I got kings three times in a row, queens.
Pocket kings?
I was running hot, man. I was on a. That, when I saw you guys, I was like, these fuckers are going to ruin it. Like,
was I there?
Yeah, it was you two.
That was the night of Garifo falling asleep in the fetal position.
Oh, the Richard Batchelor party.
And, the night I tore my ACL.
Yeah.
The night of. Drunk Natty.
I think you could do it right now. I think you could press slam me. I think you could suplex me.
Yeah,
now.
You should try it.
I could
now.
Have them. I maintain proper footwear would have changed everything.
Were you wearing flip-flops?
Flip-flops.
Slip-ons.
It seems like a natural segue.
Down at the shore?
Rich's bachelor party. I think is a natural segue to welcome back the fifth member of the Dumb Fellas.
Where is That's he at?
Right. That's right.
Everybody,
I
please
am the
warm
best.
Welcome back to Mr. Rich McDonald.
BRFJ.
That's right. So how you been?
Hey, Rich. Where you been? How you doing? What's going on, huh?
Hey, guys.
So you got flooded, huh, Natty?
Oh, thanks. So here in the northern eastern part of the United States of America, we had big storms. And all of it.
In Little China.
And all of it ended up in my basement. And it was terrible, and it's been the last 3 days of my life, and I don't, yeah, yes.
Why
I
do you
agree.
Think you were flooded?
Well, KP, there's a phrase that says,
vengeance, God.
Bad things shouldn't happen to good people.
So when Dave Durkin says that he...
Oh, God, another Durkin reference.
Another Durkin?
Oh, no,
we're doing Durkin two shows on Durkin?
Child, get off Durkin.
Wait, no, this is...
Durkin
this makes me feel
introduced
bad.
A child to the creative sounds of Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
And and you posted, how are you able to talk to a child from 90 feet away? And then your basement flooded about 2 hours later.
That's a great line. How are you able to talk to a child from 90 feet away?
No, how, I said, how are you able to influence him from 90 feet away? Because yeah, which I was pretty happy with. And then I felt bad because I don't really know Dave very well.
Did you psychotically giggle?
I did. I saw his post just kind of float by, and I just got a club out, and I went, wham. And that made me very happy. But then I felt bad.
That's okay. Another one will be floating by eventually.
All of his, the people on his post were liking my little thing, but he didn't. And I got very sad. I was just like, oh.
I did talk to Dave. He's not happy with you.
Oh, no. Yeah. So. Now I feel bad.
If at any time during the podcast there's a red dot on Natty's forehead coming through a window, just everyone step aside.
What do you think the powers that be that flooded his basement, what do you think that they sounded like? What do you think that they said?
Well, I think the reason is because of his racism.
No.
Very true.
That's not even
that's
true
what
at
we
all.
Were talking about that's before. That's no, you don't think it's because of your racism? What do you think it's
this
from?
This isn't a podcast. This is an intervention.
Is this an intervention? Yeah,
for Natty.
Oh,
Natty
awesome.
And his
so if you don't
Aryan
think it's from
Nation
your racism,
love.
What do you think it's from?
I think it's because when you're as perfect as I am, sometimes people like to pull you down a peg or two. Wait, that's not what it is? Okay, well then I think... What it is
you bought a haunted house in a flood zone?
It's not in a flood zone.
The dude who lives next door
to us has been there 81 years. He said he's never seen. So you know that little there's that river across the
dementia.
Street from us? He was a chief of police. You respect.
Oh, then he's definitely got dementia.
He's an alcoholic.
Oh. Yeah.
He's got taser burns.
So that river that's across from my house, it's not a river. It's like a little brook. But it I just kept going, but go ahead.
No, taser burns. I love it.
It's a good. Yeah. That was the name of the band in college.
I like it.
But he's never. The whole. It crested over. The street in front of my house was a foot and a half deep. Like it was over car doors. It was like. It was crazy.
So remember. I'm going to tell you why I think. I don't think it's because of your racism. I thought it was because of the pure enjoyment you got out of my father's ruptured fucking kidney.
Agreed.
I will have.
Ooh, that's karma, baby.
You know that these two yuck yucks.
Who, my two buddies?
Walked right over it, and I brought it back in the next episode, and I said the first thing, how is your dad doing? Because I felt guilt.
You do it on microphone. They call me. They're like, how's dad doing?
Oh, wait. Are we supposed to talk off of the show?
Save it for the podcast.
Put a pin in it. Put a pin in it.
I don't like that Natty's smiling while he's talking about your father's ruptured kidney. That's kind of bugging me a little.
No, what's bugging you is the bug that sat on your burger the
Who
second
cares?
It got here.
Natty, keep it clean.
Visual gags on an audio medium.
Shut up, all of you. I hate everything.
You're doing great, bud.
So, flooded.
Bump, you got flooded for a reason, okay?
Okay, what's the reason then?
I think here's the thing. I'm not going to deny that it was actual flooding because you told me how many inches of water wound up in the basement.
Mm-hmm. And what did you tell me? In the Navy, what you call that is over 4 inches is a catastrophic. Blah, blah, blah.
So your friend called you to help you and explain to you what was happening and you're mocking
him.
I asked him if it was. Thank you,
Joe. My friend was like, do you need a fan? And I was like, yeah, what kind of fan is it? And it was like a college dorm box fan. Okay. And I was like, get out of here with that. Because
I'm actually going to venture a guess that this isn't the first time you've ever gotten 8 inches in the basement.
No, he's right. When we moved in, we got water.
Okay.
But that's different because...
He's right.
Because then we had a driveway and it had an oil tank.
To dig it out.
Yep. And they took the oil tank out and they filled it with gravel. And they left it there for like 5 months, and then water got in that way. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. However, Natty,
we're not denying that it was an actual flood that you experienced. We're just concerned with how quickly your children turned to looting.
Right? That's what I was getting. Your kids got three pairs
of
Jordans, not even his size.
They needed a new TV.
No,
your daddy needed new sneakers. I was going to give you a pair because I know Trumbull stepped on yours. Every episode we bring up John Trumbull. Trumbull, which, by the way, should we mention the fact that sweet John
that
Trumbull...
That KP's adopted?
Facebook Joe says.
Hey, guys, Rich is back.
Yeah, let's talk to Rich.
Rich, prove you're not a soundboard. Say today's date and hold up the New York Times.
Oh, good. A visual.
A visual medium.
He's holding it up just so you guys know.
I keep forgetting, but this isn't Riot.
Oh, my God. He colored in the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Oh,
that's not what that is, Fridge.
Hold on. We should all
that's
pause.
That's not an escape maze.
Because KP just threw, he just, did you hear his name drop that he just threw in there?
No.
No.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Hold on. KP's ego got in the way for a second. Guess this isn't Riot Cast, guys. That's what he just said.
They have cameras there. It throws you off a little bit, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
You have
that's
to adjust for
I miss it.
What?
Miss what, buddy? Riot Cast? Cameras?
No.
Cameras?
The comment.
Oh.
I missed it, or else I would have done the KP Burke name drop chime.
I mean to tell you, it's really rude that you ring a bell every time we talk about how much more successful I am.
Angel gets a wing.
It's very upsetting for me.
Ready.
Every time KP drops a name, an angel gets a wing. And they have the best ones at the Brown Bear Pub.
Ooh, there it is. Yeah, it's all back. It's all
back. What's that, Mr. Martini?
Oh, we did a really cool... I got a dozen wings, but they let me split them into two different kinds. So
wow.
I got to have three kinds of wings tonight.
Because pretty
I
amazing.
With you,
because you shared
with
me.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say, your math was not adding up at all until he got in there.
He had to help me out. It's Common Core.
What's
I
wrong?
I think you bring him back. Ask him how it's going and, you know.
Things are going well. Thanks. How are you?
KP?
I know, but we're set. Rich, prove that you're not a soundboard right now.
I am here. I'm alive. Natty split his wings in two and had three different flavors.
Never mind. That's right. It. He's in the moment.
Look at that. This guy is
now,
present.
Question for you.
And he is a present.
Like, I know that obviously you're here. We're happy you're here.
Thank you.
Give us some feedback on the episodes without you. What do you think?
Oh, that's a good call.
Sometimes it gets to the point where I listen so much
that's right.
that uh-huh. I nitpick each and every little comment.
So you don't
want to
give feedback
saying,
because you feel like it's going to hurt
us. It's going to hurt someone here a lot.
But if there was one thing
and I
got to
work with Grifo.
If there was one thing you like the most, what would it be?
How much you talk over him when he's answering.
He's not answering.
Stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. See, what we're doing is a bit. But if you wanted to step on it, I understand your backstory in improv will let you do this. But what Rich and I are, I'm pulling things out of them.
That's right.
Like teeth. Like nails.
Joe's doing a bong rip.
When that's you good. Listen to the podcast,
yes.
Do
yes.
you listen to it like on your phone primarily? Or?
No. I got to listen at home, surround sound. I make the wife take the kids out of the house so I can concentrate.
So she doesn't listen in. I figured
she
would
listens
this.
On her own.
Oh, that's so good.
Because I get
know.
So angry, I don't want her in the room.
So we had an idea to help you get over this anxiety you have. We brought in our resident psychiatrist. Who he was going to ask you a couple of questions about your anxiety over listening to.
Hi,
doctor.
Just got a phone call. First, is everything okay? First,
it's okay. This is our 7:45. This is Rich McDonald. This is the guy.
Which one is he? I don't reckon. Is this new guy? Are you new on the show? This is very scary to come on. Listen, most people get terrified of public speaking, but you ought to look a good man, like a pretty man, so
that's
you
true.
Should be able to talk to people fine, okay? So what I'm guessing is you just forget that there's millions of people listening to the show. Yeah. What's this? Oh, you know, right. What are you doing? Your nose? Oh, my God. Are you okay? Your little...
Yeah.
No, it's just, I know what you're saying.
It's available to be listened to by millions of people.
I moved on from you for a second because I have an older
I'm
issue
745.
Over here.
You said I'm the 7:45.
I'm double booked. I'm a very popular doctor, but so you have to understand.
Thank
that
God you didn't mix up your appointments, doctor, because the other one's completely different.
Well, he's a proctologist. No,
yes.
This
yeah.
one,
do you,
yes.
No. Do you have as many appointments as you have voices for the doctor?
I don't know what you mean. So you have listened to the podcast.
Just the last two lines.
You rat. You dirty rat. You, huh? Okay, anyway.
There's a little Bobcat
sorry.
Goldthwait.
I apologize. Not even a little
he's
bit.
He's like a French Bob Goldthwait who had a stroke.
Thank God, Targe, but I'm
no,
not going
to... No, he's a grammar bag. Why are you so fat? Why are you so fat? Why are you so fat?
Gerard Depper douchebag.
All right, well, this is getting hurtful. I'm going to go now.
Guys, you
have to be a pubic hair.
You still have to, you still have to pay for the full hour, all right? Just letting you guys know
well,
that.
Well, not for nothing. Doctor, I apologize, doctor. What is your last name? We've never established it.
Do it?
My last name is used to call me Doctor.
Okay, so Doc.
Do you know other doctors?
Doctor, I know you're moving on from Big Rich. You don't want to help him anymore because you
want to
help
out.
It's
not that I don't want to help him. It's that I can't help. He's unhelpable.
you can only help people that help themselves, right,
exactly.
Doctor?
Exactly. This man is the pinnacle. He's the peak. He's the apex. Right. Predator.
A little Mr. Bean.
I can't help him at all.
The zenith.
Did you just call me the apex predator?
That's right.
Ooh.
Hey, you did.
Well, now you like me a little bit more now, huh? See, this is how you get into his shell. You give him feed the eagle, feed the eagle, feed the eagle, and once the eagle is fat, you get him.
Feed the eagle?
You feed the
Who's
eagle.
The eagle?
Feed the eagle. Feed the eagle. And then you get right in there. Anyway.
Oh, ego.
Ego.
I thought you were saying feed the eagle.
Let go of my ego. I understand what I'm saying. Okay. So anyway, he's okay. Everybody, what
guys,
about
enjoy
you?
Rich. You're not going to see him for another 4 months.
Yeah. KP, I've got to ask, how is your gout? I know you had a flare-up of that last week.
What I enjoy so much about you, though, Doctor, is that you don't have one specialty.
No, I'm the doctor of all trades.
He's a proctologist, a psychiatrist, a podiatrist. I mean,
yeah, psychiatrist.
To be honest with you, like
hygiene, he's my very gout, good with the hygiene.
My gout has gotten so better that I'm no longer trying to kill myself. So that
your
encompasses
dad has gotten so much better. I'm good to hear your dad as well. How is your dad, Joseph? He good?
It's too soon.
Oh, doctor, I'm glad that you asked me. Natty, you know Natty. He's usually here.
Not familiar with him.
He doesn't care. He's a lot of bad things happening to him because he turns off the rest of the world. He only cares about himself.
He's your 8:15, by the way.
Kevin Garifo with the snipe win.
My 8:15 to Yuma, I understand. So you, buddy champ, how have you been? Buddy champ, Lord of my Lord, I heard you had a stand-up comedy show the other day.
He's talking to Kevin Garifo, for those who don't know.
That's right.
Oh, they were great.
Oh, that's right. We don't have cameras here. It's not right, Karis.
I'm very good, doctor. Thank you very much for asking. I don't even know why I'm here, because everything is going fantastic.
I think you're here because you're a great person and everybody loves you, but I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Just, it's very humid outside today, right?
Yeah,
I mean it's warm. I'm just, you know, it's hot outside. You understand, Joe? What
I
I'm
do
saying.
Understand. He said, so Kevin, it's very hot and humid outside. Well,
I know where he's going.
Like, for instance, a question that I was wondering is, when's the last time you took a shower? Sorry, talking to the microphone. I'm just kidding. You smell great. He put me up to it. Give me my 3 shekels.
Is this like long form? Can one of us just yell end scene and run through the table?
Someone is supposed to tap me and then I go to the back wall.
Tap him, Kevin. Tap him, KP.
I refuse. Okay. I want to see where he's going with this.
It was a little bit more.
Oh, he just went with it.
I accidentally. What's the guy who is.
You've invented long form.
Yeah, this is.
Guys,
this
if is Mr. Bean had a baby with Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
No, this is the Harold. Dold. Let's just throw that for you.
Natty, get back over here.
Okay, everybody, it's great talking to you.
Thank you, doctor.
I think in the future.
Hey, doctor.
I should just
Bye,
be
doctor.
A quick jump in and jump out.
The uptight citizen's been paid.
Who is that guy? He sounded like Father Guido Sarducci to me.
Not at all. He sounded nothing like Father Guido.
No, I didn't hear that.
Huh?
Nope.
That's one of the funniest characters ever. People forget
about
it.
Thank you.
That.
I think
Father Guido Sarducci was absolutely.
No, the doctor. He's talking about the doctor?
I'm pretty sure he was talking
about the
doctor. I don't know. Let's play with it, guys.
What was the name of the Russian guy who would come over and go, Yakov Smirnov?
Yes.
Only in America.
That's good.
Gregory K.
I went to this store and they had powdered milk. And I was like, only in America. Then I go one row over and they had baby powder. Only in America.
You know what's weird is now that's almost comedy nowadays is that people, like the Brooklyn scene, they always want to distance themselves from being American. Where they're like, well, you know, I'm a transgender Muslim. And it's difficult for me growing up with my story because I was an artistic child in a Protestant household. Now, you're probably wondering why I was raised in a Protestant household as a transgender Muslim, but this is my story.
Why does that sound so personal?
In Akron,
KP?
Ohio.
It's a,
I know,
in
really
Akron, Ohio.
It really feels like he's holding on to something. Let
not
it
really.
Out, KP.
Well,
just
you guys,
let it out.
Like, it's, do it's, you do when the, you see the Brooklyn shows?
Rich has to actually talk to me sometimes because I will give an audible, ugh. And then, believe it or not, he'll give me the,
Wait, he does?
Yeah.
He holds you back?
Yeah,
holds you
he'll
back?
He'll send me a text to go, this guy's killing, and then dot, 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 and then the next text, my love of comedy. That's what I'll
use. I've never heard him write that before, or seen him write that before. Is that something you've written before?
You're usually on stage, Natty.
Oh, no. Talking about how I grew up in Akron.
You grew up in Macon. You grew up in Georgia, right?
Yes, I did.
Garifo just looked at me. He won't say it, but every time Natty goes, "I'm from Macon," Garifo just goes, "Making trouble."
Oh, gee. Really?
Bad Street, Atlanta. God. It was funny that I did look directly at KP, and he looked directly, and we just knew exactly what I was saying.
Wait, he looked at KP. KP looked at him. Their eyes locked.
That's we were talking about Making Trouble, and I want to bring you guys up to speed on something that we talked about quite a few episodes ago. Remember Kevin Joseph Garifo brought up a topic of do you fight, would you fist fight, and do you ever see yourself fist fighting again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That was, I don't know how long ago it was, but that was a good episode. So, what is today? Is today Monday?
All
today
day.
Is Monday.
Today is
Monday. You
know
Monday.
It.
August 13th.
So I had no
Friday,
idea.
Friday, this past Friday, two pipe fitters got into a fist fight on a job. An all-out fist fight.
Two pipe
That's
fighters?
A tongue twister.
Pipe fitters got
pipe
into a
fitters
fist fight.
It sounds like
on
a Friday.
Ooh, I like that.
Two pipe fitters fist fight got a fist fight on a Friday. Two pipe fitters got a fist fight on Friday.
Pipe fitting fraggles fist fight
on
Friday.
Yep.
For real.
For real.
Two pipe fitting fit.
So
here's how I know it's a good story, because that's all you led with. You just said fight on the job today, bad.
Bad.
Like you didn't even give us a full sentence. So.
Well, but that's just it. And when I don't ask about your day, but you said save it for the podcast. And like, so then I thought we weren't supposed to talk to each other outside of this.
Yeah.
Although I do have guilt about your dad, because each one of you reached out to me to ask about my basement, and it made my heart melt and it made me cry, except for Kevin, who just walked away.
Yeah, you're a bad person. We keep coming back to the same conclusion.
That's a recurring theme.
Yeah. Anyway, so tell us about these two.
Apparently, one of the pipe fitters was trying to tell a story, and the other guy interrupted me. It had it
multiple times. Shit, like a lot.
Go ahead. No,
young guys or old guys?
Talk.
Young guys or old guys?
We'll have a phenomenally boring podcast. This will be great. What's going to happen is you're going to talk for 3 minutes, and you're going to talk for 3 minutes. We're not going to interject. We're not going to go on tangents, and it's going to be really fun.
Natty,
go.
So if Natty's not constantly talking, it's a boring podcast.
Fight. Not for now. Can I go to the interview out of you? Let's try this. Maybe it's easier. So, young guys or older guys?
One guy was significantly older. Shouldn't even be working anymore. He's almost retired. Should be retired. He's like 67 years old, 65 years old.
So he has hidden man strength then? That after
no, it was an awkward situation.
Okay. Actual fisticuffs thrown? Or
these guys have been partners for about 11 months. We worked together out in the mod yard.
All right. So gay married or what?
They what?
Gay married?
No.
When I hear partner, I assume they're either cops or lesbians.
No,
I don't know.
In the construction field, partners are usually everything's usually a two-man job.
Okay,
so the heavy steel, whatever you're working with, it's a two-man job most of the time.
So these guys have known each other how long?
So they have been partnered together for near 11 months. This would have been in a couple weeks. Have been 11 months. So the one guy is younger, massive, big, strong, and he's very quiet and seems to be very, very patient. The other guy rides him. The older dude just rides him constantly. Calls him dog dick. Calls him a dog fucking cunt. He calls him everything in the book. And this guy just laughs it off. Friday had enough. He called him a name. And they had been getting along splendidly. Young guy turned around. Boom. Knocked him to the ground. Knocked him. Oh, yeah. Beat him up good. And every time the old man tried to get up, he'd knock him back down. He goes, "You ain't getting the fuck back up."
Well, let's be honest. Is there a statute of limitations on this story? You're not giving names, so you're okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving names.
Okay, but is anybody serving a little time on this one right now?
No, I asked the old man. I said, "Are you going to sue him?" He's like, "No, I'm not going to do anything. I guess maybe I had it coming."
That is such an old school, beautiful mentality.
Yeah.
All right, so did you guys break it up or what?
Mad.
Did you guys break the fight up or what?
No, I was too far away from it. A couple of fitters stepped in between them.
Okay.
And yeah, it stopped, but it was just it was ironic that we had just spoken about it and then watched it unfold.
So he struck him about the face.
He had bruises about his face, his arms, his legs. His back was really bad because he kept throwing them into fucking piles of pipe.
All right.
Yeah.
But all like fisticuffs. Nobody, because it's very tempting on a job site to pick up a hammer. Right?
Yes, very tempting.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Or there's pipes. There's pipes.
Yeah, you wouldn't really. There's pipe tables, ladders, and chairs.
Oh, my.
All over the place.
That's right.
I got to tell you, though, it's become so, I said long, I said it's a commonplace in my job site. it's totally foreign to me now because that's not how I roll. I've become so friendly with people and just they call me
the snake charmer,
Mr. Morale, because it's always about, you know, we're all going to be working together, so it's all about, you know, singing, joking, laughing, getting the job done.
When you're a plumber, though, in a union sense, the tomorrow's not always guaranteed. Is that fair to say? You could get laid off as soon as, you know.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant we were going to die.
No, I mean, you are going to die. Don't get me wrong.
Only plumbers.
Yeah. Everybody's
only plumbers, yeah, yeah. Carpenters are fine.
That's where they get interested with that stuff, man. But it's like when you're on top of each other all the time. Like,
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's hot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, there's a gay sex
hot
in there
cold.
For sure.
Yeah.
But like out... on the USS Kearney, the ship I was on, right?
You'd go out to sea. Can't get over that irony.
You'd want to murder people, right? The USS Garifo is just a can of PBR.
That's right.
But I feel like that's a weird thing with that stuff, that when you're on top of, like, this whole group, the five of us, we all love each other, right? But if we got into a car ride and we had to go from here all the way out to California, eventually we'd get into a fight.
All right. We're odds.
We'd get on each other's nerves.
Or Philadelphia.
Yeah. Over, under, honest answer. All five of us in a car driving to California.
Oh, boy.
Who dies first? Who kills them? And what state?
I die first.
No, wow. Opposite. Totally. Wow.
Garifo's the only one who lives.
I
think.
No, he's in the trunk. He's in the trunk.
You pull into California alone.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Garifo 100%. Looks up from his cell phone and there's four dead bodies in the car. Yeah. With
I'm like, what? I'm like, why are we still moving?
We haven't moved in 3 days. Yeah.
He just randomly goes, Roy Rogers is fine. Guys?
He looks up, twisting his mustache, and he just goes, ha, hot little Mark Norman just liked my huh? Why is Natty's head gone?
Speaking of Mark Norman, he'll be joining us here at the Brown Bear Pub August 29th.
Bing.
I don't know if there's by then. Yes,
plug that
right.
One.
Anyway. Brown Bear Pub, 104 Harrison Avenue, beautiful West Orange, New Jersey.
Back to the topic.
This will be up by then.
Yeah, it should be, right?
Yep.
This might be the next, after this week, the next guy.
Bump, how are we on time? I apologize for asking.
Yeah,
I think we're over.
You want to? Okay, so we're doing two because we got this is the summer vacation
we're about,
edition.
We're
we got
about
five
there.
Guys.
We're about there.
Yeah,
so. Absolutely.
Anybody so maybe got? Wait. Finish the.
Yeah, finish this topic.
Finish
this
the,
is too
I like,
good.
I like the across the country, and then we'll do our plugs.
Well, I think we would all agree that Garifo would outlive all of us because nobody
shocking.
Has no one has an ill will towards you. Otherwise,
I can't believe that for a second.
No, actually, I believe you'd kill before you'd be killed.
Ever.
I
Garifo might starve.
Either
starve. If, like no one's feeding him after a few weeks, he's just gonna be like, "This sucks."
But yeah. Now, here's the thing:
there's a charger buried in Natty's skull.
We started this show shitting on Natty, and I'm actually feeling bad about it because this wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for Natty. All
bumper.
Of this stuff happens for Natty.
The bump,
whatever.
Did you whatever me?
I did because it's. I don't. It's fine. It's none of this is me. This is all you guys.
My bumper face.
It is. It is. It
all right,
is.
So we go out, but I'm not for that. We go out to L.A. I believe Garifo would kill before he would actually be killed, right? Because I don't
a
think
savage.
Anybody.
That's
I right. think I don't think I'd be the first, but I think once it started, I would be quickly handled.
I've seen.
I don't survive this.
Garifo
would
give
much.
You a car.
I wouldn't kill any of you. I love you all.
That's a.
I've seen your anger though,
Rich. What did you say, Rich?
Somebody would slip KP a carb. And then his attitude would completely flip.
We'll stop
no, no,
somewhere
no.
And like.
What would happen with KP?
Ducks.
He wouldn't have alcohol, and he would go into his
wait,
alcohol
we can stop
withdrawal.
And buy drinks and stop at bars. But this isn't like a one. This isn't
no,
like
straight
a,
shot.
Oh no.
Yeah,
we're doing. We're getting an RV then.
Actually, I picture as all you guys are pulling away and be like, "No, I'm fine. I'm just gonna live here with my brother working at the Acme."
We get an RV and we split driving duties between Natty, Joe, and Rich. Because me and KP wouldn't make the whole trip without having a drink.
I feel like that's maybe it's just because of my
I feel like
incredible megalomaniasm. I feel like Garifo and I would be the last two survivors.
You hear that, Rich?
Jets fans.
Punk-ass
yeah.
bitch over here,
wow.
Rich. You hear it? You going to let him talk to you like that, Richie?
No, I'm right with it.
Has been thrown.
I would have to kill Natty because I would be so upset that he killed you.
Right? You know, now, at one point, I'd have to get out of the RV and just walk to Vegas.
Wait, because I killed
Uber.
KP?
No, I think you would kill Rich.
Oh, okay.
I just
because KP's
I
the only one
I put
like.
That. Yeah, it's the. You were going to go quiet. Rich is going to.
So Natty incites the violence then?
Yes, Natty incites
the old
the
ice pick in the
of
neck
course.
From Bump.
All right.
Right.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Okay, so you oh, start yeah. it, right? ice pick in the neck to Rich. Now Joe is so upset Rich is dead. right?
Oh,
I see where you're going.
And so then Joe grabs my head and smashes it in.
No, right? I don't. I would, for what probably happened for the first 15, 20 miles, I go, Natty, I get it. I totally get it. But then I'd
mean?
Be like, wait a second.
Yeah, I don't like this tone.
I've been on road trips with you.
I have too.
No, I would probably then have to kill you to avenge my brother's death. Do you understand?
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Okay.
So now
I understand that. So when it's not blind rage, it's like
KP
revenge.
Something over there.
Then it's KP, me, and Tarifa.
Dead. Okay, you guys are alive. Okay.
And then we stop in Kansas.
And then I think Joe would feel bad and kill himself.
Oh. I feel guilty.
Yeah, he would after.
I do like that. No,
well, my capacity for guilt is strong, too, so I would kill myself because Joe killed himself.
No.
I should have stopped this alone. I should have stopped it.
That's too much of an out. Like, so you kill yourself. That makes sense. But you two are driving, and you stop to get gas, and you start talking to some guy, and he's like, man, I got some good stuff for you. And you end up taking some sort of concoction or cocktail that turns out to be poison, and then you die.
Wow, what?
Ooh. Wait, where does your brain go?
I actually had another version where he and I do Chip Chipperson through freaking Ohio. The three of you beat us to death. And the only reason Garifo goes is because you two are on the lam, and Garifo didn't know what happened.
Oh, cut that part out.
That's right.
Wait, did I kill him?
Yeah, you started. Yeah, remember ice pick in the neck on Rich?
Where did I get an ice pick?
How do I know you don't have it?
The wet bar.
Oh, yeah.
Where else would you get it?
That makes sense.
Jesus, Natty, where else? Screwdriver.
So,
screwdriver.
Then you get to California. What do you do?
Guys?
Yeah.
Take an Uber home.
Take an Uber back, yeah, basically.
Figured out how I coasted into California in the back seat.
Do you think they have SummerSlam 92 in California?
Look up Amy Schumer, find out what's happening, get in touch, and die.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
I didn't see that story ending that way.
Neither did I. Like I have no idea.
There was
no
death
idea.
At the end.
Guys, are all of us okay?
It doesn't feel like it.
I feel like... No, I know we're all okay
did the doctor.
As friends.
We already did the doctor thing.
But I think we're all... No, we all have some soul searching to do for the next episode.
Why?
I think I agree.
I
actually do agree.
There you go, Bump.
See?
Next episode. Yes, I do agree. Speaking of next episode, KP, do you have any plugs you want to give us?
This weekend, August 8th, 17 and 18, I'm with Lynn Kopp. It's one of the funniest comics working today. Down at Uncle Vinny's. Please come out for that one. It's important to me. All right? Rich, what Boys and Girls Club are you guys going to be at? Talk to me.
Oh, no. It's an Elks Lodge. It's an Elks Lodge.
So, McDonald and Carney have upcoming shows. August 16th, we're at the Raymond Brower Promenade in Linden.
There you go.
At the Black Bear Pub?
September 4th, we're at Thatcher McGee's in Fairfield. September 10th, we're at the Kilkenny House in Cranford with our buddy Kevin Patrick Burke. September 19th, we're at the Brown Bear Pub in beautiful West Orange, New Jersey, where we are right now. September 27th, we're at the Tap House 15 in Wharton. And October 21st, we're at Tierney's in Montclair.
Is Thatcher's, are you guys doing McDonald and Carney, or is that? Yeah. Okay, interesting. Yeah, that's right.
Wait, that's over by the airport? They have shows
it
there?
It is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We hooked in with this guy who's doing every Tuesday, every other Tuesday. It's for a charitable cause, hands down, period.
That's wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Boom, dynamite.
Ha-ha's for humanity.
All right, got August 29th. It was mentioned earlier in the show. Brown Bear Pub, West Orange, New Jersey. Mark Norman, guys. Fresh off the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, joins us here August 29th. So if you're listening to this, get here. It's free. It's outside. It's under the stars. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Everything you can imagine. I'm also on that Tap House show that Joe and Rich mentioned. And also a lot of wrestling stuff. Follow my other podcast, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Rest in peace, Jimmy Anvil Neidhart. But everything else, a lot of wrestling stuff going on and a lot of comedy. I'm sure dates will fill up. I've been having fun doing comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because for a while you weren't.
I wasn't.
But now you are.
I'm having a great time.
Yay! And I have shows. That was all for you, by the way. That was all for you.
No, I couldn't tell. It was so long.
I thought we were wrapping up.
Yeah,
it was
1,000% for you.
I thought we were wrapping
That's
up.
That's right.
I have shows, and go listen to my podcast, The Bumper Podcast, because it's the best thing in the world next to this. And how do we end a show? I can never remember.
My dad
Fuck
used to take
John
us fishing.
Trumbull.
No.
My dad used Root to take us float. Fishing in Italy, and this one place that we can never fish was in the River Derci.
Was it poisoned?
River Derci.
Plug the band?
Huh? Huh? It's plugged on every episode.
That's right.
It's built in.
That's right, guys.
Just
pay attention.
As soon as he says River Dirty, we should have cut the episode right there. It's over, right?
The Dumbfellas Podcast is a production of Garden State Comedy. Find us on Twitter at DumbfellasPod or on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Dumbfellas. The Dumbfellas are Big Rich from Jersey at MCD_Carney, KP Burke at KP Burke Sucks, Natty Bumper Car at Natty Bumper Car, Kevin Joseph Garifo at Kevin Garifo, and Joe Carney at Dumb Kid Joe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share.